Chapter 50. Deceiving the Spy. Gravelbeard had done his best to loosen his bonds. He had thrashed around on the cave floor like a fish on dry land, rubbing his bound wrists against sharp stones and trying to get at the knife in his pocket. It was no use. The rat had tied some very professional knots, so he lay there like a sack of potatoes for hours on the hard, rocky floor, grinding his teeth, while thousands of wonderful stones glittered down at him in the dark, and he dreamed of tearing the spidery legs off that treacherous homunculus. When at long last he heard steps approaching, Gravelbeard expected to see the fat rat or one of those hairy brownies coming back. But much to his surprise, it was Twiglek who emerged from the dark passage along which he himself had been dragged. That traitor Twiglek was still wearing Gravelbeard's hat.
"What are you doing here?"
spat Gravelbeard, wriggling like an eel in his bonds.
"Come to question me, have you? Get out! Go back to your friends! Give my hat back first, you revolting spider-like traitor! Shut up!"
hissed Twiglek. He knelt down beside the dwarf, and to Gravelbeard's terror, took a knife out of his pocket.
"Help!"
shrieked the dwarf.
"Help! Your coldness! It's gonna murder me!"
"Nonsense!"
Twigleg began sawing at Gravelbeard's bonds.
"Although if you go on squirming like that, I may accidentally cut off one of your fingers. And if you keep shouting, Sora will have you for breakfast."
Gravelbeard closed his mouth again.
"Brownies don't eat dwarves," he growled.
"Oh? They do, sometimes," said Twigleg, cutting through the last knot. "Once, I even heard a brownie say that dwarves are nice and crunchy."
"Crunchy?"
Gravelbeard struggled up. He listened. Only the eternal whispering of the stones. Twigleg handed him his backpack.
"Here are your things, and now let's get out of here."
"Get out of here?"
The dwarf looked suspiciously at the homunculus.
"What's the big idea? There's some kind of trap."
"Don't be silly,"
hissed Twigleg, hauling the dwarf along after him.
"You nearly ruined my wonderful plan, but even so, I'm not going to let the brownies get you. Anyway, I need you as a messenger."
"What are you talking about?"
Reluctantly, the mountain dwarf followed Twigleg down the dark passages.
"What plan? You cheated us. You sent Nettlebrand off into the desert. You know I spent days and days there digging him out of the hot sand, all thanks to you?"
"Nonsense,"
whispered Twigleg.
"Pure rot. I'm not a traitor. I've been Nettlebrand's faithful armor cleaner for more than 300 years, longer than you've spent tapping away at your stones, you halfwit. You think I turned traitor just like that? No, it's all the raven's fault. Those ravens have been telling lies about me. They never did like me. But I'm the one who'll make sure Nettlebrand can go hunting again at long last. I, Twigleg, not those miserable birds with their crooked beaks. And you'll help me."
"I will."
Dazed, Gravelbeard was stumbling along after him.
"How? Huh?"
"Psst!"
Twigleg put a hand in front of his mouth.
"Not a squeak out of you now, understand?"
Gravelbeard nodded. Then his jaw dropped and his eyes popped, for they had reached the great cave. Never in his entire dwarfish life had Gravelbeard seen such wonders. The stones dazzled him. Their voices sang in his ears, countless beautiful voices speaking in tones such as he had never heard before. When the homunculus dragged him roughly on, Gravelbeard woke as if from a dream that had held him spellbound.
"What's the matter, planning to hang around here and turn to stone?"
hissed Twigleg, dragging the dwarf on through the glittering heart of the mountain. He led Gravelbeard past the sleeping brownies, past the rat lying beside her plain and snoring, past the human boy who was curled up like a cat. Gravelbeard noticed none of them. He saw only the glowing moonstones. He followed the bright pattern that they traced on the cave walls, and then he stumbled over the tail of a sleeping dragon. He stopped short and gasped. Two silver dragons lay before him, so close to one another that you could hardly tell where one ended and the other began.
Two? He whispered to the homunculus. Only two? Where are the others?
In another cave, whispered Twiglet. Now, do come on, or do you want to be here when they wake up?
Gravelbeard hastily stumbled on.
How many are there? He whispered. Can you tell me, Twiglet, because his goldness is he's sure to ask me.
20,
hissed Twiglet over his shoulder.
Maybe more, I don't know, come on.
20,
murmured Gravelbeard, looking back once more at the sleeping dragons.
That's a lot.
The more, the merrier,
Twigleg whispered back.
Bet you that's what he'll say.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he certainly will. He likes saying stuff like that. You know, more the merrier. I'm going to jump my mind and he doesn't understand. Yeah.
Gravelbeard nodded and tried to take his eyes off the stones. But with such marvels surrounding him, he kept forgetting that he was escaping. Only when they had left the cavern behind was the spell broken. The homunculus guided him down a long tunnel that led upward and ended in a great slab of stone. Gravelbeard looked around, confused, but without a word, Twigleg led him out through a narrow side passage. The moon was already in the sky. A last streak of sunset light was fading beyond the white peaks. The lake where Nettlebrand lurked lay dark among the mountains, with ravens circling above its waters.
Here! Your hat.
Twiglet put the hat on the mountain dwarf's shaggy hair.
Will you be able to find your way back here on your own?
Gravelbeard looked around and nodded.
Yeah, of course, he replied. Stones, lots of stones, wonderful stones. I've never seen anything like that before. I'm not going to forget I get back here. Unique.
If you say so.
Twigleg shrugged his shoulders and pointed to the rock on their left.
This is the stone slab you just saw from inside. It swings open when a dragon pushes it, so it shouldn't be any problem for our master to get into the mountain, and the tunnel on the other side is wide enough even for him. Rather stupid of those brownies to make you that big, eh?
He chuckled gleefully.
He'll want me to polish him up before the great hunt.
Gravelbeard put the backpack over his shoulders.
He's all muddy right now, so don't expect him to attack too soon.
The homunculus nodded and gave the dwarf a strange look.
Mind you polish him up better than ever before, he said. This will be his greatest hunt in more than 100 years.
Yeah, I know.
Gravelbeard began his downward climb.
I wish that hunt was over and I had my reward at last. He promised me 2 of his scales for my services.
Has he indeed 2 whole scales?
Murmured Twigleg as the dwarf climbed down.
What generosity!
The homunculus stood there a moment or so longer, watching Nettlebrand's new armor cleaner go on his way. And then the cold of the night drove him back into the mountain.